In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We live in a time where the highest value culturally seems to be that we avoid offending other people. Political correctness is the order of the day, and if you say something that goes against what's popular in the culture, then you're thought of as a bad person, and you're going to be ridiculed, and people are not going to like you. So the temptation that we have as Christians is to not speak out, to not say anything that might offend other people. But we can't be faithful to the gospel and not speak out when we're talking about what is right and what is wrong. Christ said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." And sometimes even Christians take that to mean that we therefore can't say anything about what other people do. What Christ is talking about there is if you look at someone else, maybe even if you see someone else in a sin, and then you judge yourself to be better than them, and you judge them to be worthy of hell more so than yourself, then that's when you're judging someone, when you take the place of God and you're pronouncing the sentence over that person. But the scriptures tell us that we're to judge righteously, and we're also to be discerning. And if someone says that they're, you know, living with someone that they're not married with, it's not judging that person's soul to say that that's not right, that that's contrary to the scriptures, particularly if that person claims to be a Christian, because that's just a fact. You're not looking into that person's heart. You're not claiming to know what their intentions are. They may sincerely not even realize that what it is that they're doing is wrong. And so how God would judge them if they were to die that moment is for him to do. But we know from the scriptures and the teachings of the church that certain things are right and certain things are wrong. In the book of Ezekiel, when Ezekiel was called as a prophet by God, God told him this. He said, "Son of man," and he referred to Ezekiel very often as Son of Man, not to be confused with Christ, who's also referred to as the Son of Man. "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning for me. When I say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give him no warning or speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when the righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him a warning, he shall die in his sins, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul." Those of us that are parents know that sometimes you have to speak and deal with your children in ways that on the surface may not come across to them as very loving. For example, if a little kid's about to stick his hand on a hot stove and you're across the room and you're too far to grab his hand to keep him from doing it, you're probably going to shout no in a very loud tone of voice because you don't want your child to touch that hot stove. And that may not be perceived as the most loving thing by that child at that moment. But CPS would pick you up and take your children away from you and probably put you in jail if you were to let your children touch that hot stove and say, "Well, I don't want to be unloving. I don't want to say what's right or wrong. Let him figure it out for himself." That's not a loving parent to say, "Go ahead and just touch the stove and you decide for yourself whether touching hot stoves is a good idea or not." And if we really believe what the scriptures teach, when the scriptures say that certain things separate you from God, that certain kinds of behavior will result in you not inheriting the kingdom of God, it's not loving, it's not Christian to stand back and say, "Well, I don't want to say anything that might offend them." St. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, "The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Unfortunately, I think that we're heading in that direction if we're not already there, because people don't want to hear the truth anymore in all too many cases. And so the fact that you may speak the truth is not necessarily going to result in people changing their direction. But what God told Ezekiel was that your responsibility is to warn them, and whether they heed it or not is their responsibility. If you warn them and they go on in their sin, and then they die in their sin, then that's on their own head. But if you don't warn them, if you don't speak out, if you just go along with the crowd and act like everything's okay when things are not okay, then their life, their salvation will be on your head. God will hold you accountable for the fact that you didn't speak. And so the fact that people don't endure sound doctrine in our day doesn't mean that we shouldn't teach it. And that's especially true for bishops and for clergy, but it's also true for the laity. Every Orthodox Christian should understand their faith well enough to explain it to other people. And again, it's not that you go looking around for people to beat them over the head, but there are opportunities that present themselves all the time in our daily interactions with other people. For example, when I was still a layman and I first started working for the state of Texas, I was in a training group for about 6 months and got to know this group of people very well. And one time over lunch, I remember us having a conversation about whether abortion was a sin or not. And this group of coworkers that I had consisted of about 6 black women, 2 white women, and then a Hispanic man and a black man. Well, it was me and the 6 black women versus the 2 white women, and the Hispanic man and the black man were abstaining from the conversation. But basically, I could have chose, hey, I don't want to offend these people that are saying that abortion is okay. But I had to, because of my conscience, because I knew that it was true, because I didn't want to leave people with the impression that I approved of that, to say what the church teaches. I remained friends with those people, and it didn't end our relationship, but they didn't walk away thinking that I thought that it was okay. And that's, whatever they did with that, whether that ultimately resulted in them changing their mind over time, only they and God know. But those are the kinds of opportunities that we have. And you may not be a great debater, you may not be able to argue people out of their current position into some other position, but at the very least, you can state what you know to be the truth and leave it at that. We have to speak out. St. Paul in the book of Acts, when he was heading to Rome to face Caesar, and he was speaking to the Ephesian elders, he said, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." St. Paul didn't just tell people the good things that they wanted to hear. The gospel is good news, but there's also bad news if you reject the gospel. And so the whole counsel of God is both good news and bad news, and you have to give people the whole story. If I was the one that was writing the rules about salvation, I would probably, in my limited mind, say, well, let's make it easy for everybody. But I'm not God. I don't see things as God sees them. And I just have to go with the way that God says that it is, whether people like it or not, whether it offends them or not. And I don't enjoy offending people, but I want to be faithful to Christ, because I don't want to have their blood on my head. I have to speak the truth. We have to speak wisely. We don't want to go out of our way to say things that are offensive when we can say them in a way that comes across better. And we also have to speak the truth with love, but we have to speak the truth. Amen.